You are listening to NWPB. I'm Mary Ellen Pitney. For people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, finding housing is a challenge. That's because it needs to be affordable and serve their needs. But one organization in Washington is helping families navigate this process. Idaho is a different story. Reporters Lauren Patterson and Rachel Sun have more.
For adults with developmental disabilities in Washington, a new program could provide options for them to live independently.
There's 48,000 people in Washington with an intellectual disability. 70% of them live with family most of their life, and these parent caregivers are aging, and it's getting to a crisis situation.
That's Pam Blanton, founder and CEO of Partners for Housing. The organization works with families of people with intellectual or developmental disabilities to help them find housing for their loved ones outside the family home. Kristen Adams lives in the Seattle area and has an adult son with autism. After her son Andrew aged out of the local public school programs, Adams says she started thinking about what kind of assistance she might need.
Partners for Housing gave us a huge kind of toolbox to start working through.
The program helped Adams navigate through Section 8 vouchers, options for group homes, and other social services available for adults with developmental disabilities. Now her son lives in a home with another roommate who also receives developmental disability services.
They basically allowed some hand-holding for the parents. They got to know my son. They were able to ask questions that we didn't even know to ask.
Blanton says the organization has helped families set up 50 shared living homes, serving 115 people with disabilities. She says most of the homes have a live-in caregiver, though finding one can be a challenge.
There's a huge need all over the nation for this type of service.
Partners for Housing recently received a grant from the Dan Thompson Memorial Fund. Blanton says it will allow the organization to provide free residential assessments to more than 6,000 Washington families.
Our goal is to expand to all 50 states.
One of the states the organization hasn't expanded to yet is Idaho. Rachel Sun reports for residents of that state where options are limited.
In Idaho, help with housing for people with developmental or intellectual disabilities is supposed to be available through a Targeted Service Coordinator, or TSC. Sarah McClure is the executive director at Milestone Decisions, an agency that provides support services for people with intellectual or developmental disabilities in Moscow, Idaho. She says there's a problem with that model. Reimbursement for those TSCs from the state isn't enough to retain staff.
The last person I was asking about it, she makes an average of $13 an hour and has to have a bachelor's degree. So we've seen a decline in the amount of targeted service coordinators there are.
She says Idaho doesn't accurately track people who are falling through the cracks with housing. The state counts people certified to provide TSC services, but does not survey clients or check how many TSCs are actively doing that work. For the people McClure works with, that means yet another hurdle on top of trying to find a rental they can pay for on Social Security, which is capped at around $2,000 a month, and paying for basic needs, such as groceries. One program, Idaho Home Choice, provides financial assistance, but only for people transitioning from group homes to supported living.
So if you haven't been in institutional care, you do not have access to that.
McClure says she'd like to see what other states are doing to find solutions that work in Idaho. But right now, that's hard.
Our hands are tied because we just don't have any time. We're trying to survive at this point.
Reporting in Pullman, Washington, I'm Lauren Patterson.
And in Moscow, Idaho, I'm Rachel Sun.
This report is made possible in part by the cooperative agreement with NWPB, the Lewiston Tribune, and the Moscow Pullman Daily News.